Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome an accomplished naval veteran and educationist from Noida, India, Commander Ashok Dua, PhD. Ashok, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh, for this opportunity to share my experiences and learnings on this platform, The Brand Called You.
Thank you so much. Commander Dua is a naval veteran and educationist. He's a PhD in ethical leadership and he's a senior fellow of the Defense Research and Studies. So, Ashok, before we talk about ethical leadership, tell me about your own journey in brief.
Okay. I was born in a holy city of Haridwar, which literally means the gateway to Hari or God in the state of now Uttarakhand in India. I'm a proud naval veteran, as you said, who got the opportunity to serve the nation as an officer in the Indian Navy for 3 decades. Also, underwent prestigious staff course at Defense Services Staff College at Willington in Nilgiris in Tamil Nadu. Always a learner with a huge appetite for acquiring knowledge and skills, I took a big leap in my learning journey. In 2019, as a part of the All India Management Association and Aligarh Muslim University joint PhD program, I obtained PhD degree in the area of ethical leadership. And the title was Exploring Relationship Between Ethical Leadership and Organizational
How wonderful.
A core educationist at heart, as you said, I worked as a professor and dean at Krishna Institute of Engineering and Technology at Ghaziabad. I taught B.Tech level students for about 9 years, empowering young, impressionable minds.
Wonderful.
Serving the society and reaching out to the underprivileged section is my passion. As a volunteer member of Bal Vikas Bharati, a non-profit organization in Noida, I got the opportunity to help young children from disadvantaged section of society. The goal was to develop human values through stories.
Wonderful.
Currently, as an independent researcher, I do research and review papers in the area of ethical leadership for academic journals of repute and help young interns develop their research writing skills.
Wonderful. So, sir, I want to talk to you now about ethical leadership. You've done a PhD in this. Nobody better to talk about ethical leadership than you. How do you define ethical leadership? And in today's world, why is it more important than ever?
Okay, I think that's an interesting question to begin with. Leadership, as you know, is a process whereby an individual influences a group of individuals' behavior to achieve common goals. Let me share how some scholars define ethical leadership. For example, ethical leadership is the process of influencing the activities of a group toward goal achievement in a socially responsible way that is beneficial for followers, organizations, and society, with a focus not only on the end goals, but also on the means used to achieve them, using an ethical values-driven approach. This was Den Hartog, 2015. Ethical leadership is also described as a blend of moral person and a moral manager. The moral person aspect is about the qualities of an ethical leader as a person. These qualities include integrity, honesty, trustworthiness, approachability, and fairness. The moral person follows values and ethical rules and displays concern for others while making decisions. On the other hand, the moral manager aspect relates to how a leader encourages followers to conduct ethically by acting as a role model, communicating ethical standards expected, and ensuring that those standards are followed through rewards and punishments.
Right.
Trevino, 2000-2003. Simply put, I'll say an ethical leader influences followers by his or her own personal example.
Well said.
Lives by the moral values, norms, principles, and standards. Walks the talk, does the right thing, and thus encourages followers to conduct ethically through two-way communication, reinforcement, and decision-making. Brown et al., 2005.
And are there any universal principles of ethical leadership, or does it vary by culture, industry, or any other factors?
Let me come back to your question. I didn't complete it. I only talked about the how.
So I'm just trying to move it a little bit because of the constraint of time.
Okay. Okay. I'll go to that. Universal. Ethical principles are moral standards or beliefs that guide behaviors and are based on values, norms, rules, and laws that define what is good for individuals and organizations. Mm. Ethical principles, for example, integrity, honesty, fairness, respect, transparency, accountability, are universally stable in nature. Mm. Ethical principles are used to decide the rightness or wrongness of an action. But what is ethical under a given circumstance may itself be open to debate. As precise meaning and interpretation of ethical principles across different cultures, industries, organizations, and contexts vary depending on individual beliefs and cultural norms.
Mm-hmm.
Ethicality of an act thus varies across different cultures, industries, organizations, contexts, or even periods in history.
Mm. Very interesting. And what, in your view, are some of the toughest ethical dilemmas leaders face? And I'm going to talk about corporate leaders and exclude political leaders.
Agree. Thank you for this question. Very, very interesting and at times very difficult to answer.
Absolutely.
Ethical dilemmas arise when leaders must choose between two equally right or two equally wrong options or courses of action.
Mm.
It is easy to choose between two courses of action when one is right and another one is not so right. Or one option is better than the other to arrive at the right decision because there are two clear courses of action and the leader can choose doing the right thing. However, for leaders, what becomes challenging is when both the courses of action are either equally right or equally wrong.
Right.
These situations lead us to what we call as ethical or moral dilemmas.
Hmm.
Leaders face four ethical dilemmas. These are truth versus loyalty, deciding between what I love or respect and truth, justice versus mercy, deciding between giving others what they deserve or giving them another chance, self versus community, deciding between what is good for the smaller group and larger group, and short-term versus long-term, deciding between what is good right now and what might be good in the future. So these raise the ethical dilemma.
Well said, well said. The other question that is there, Ashok, is that, you know, people tend to say there is a lot of things in the gray zone. And my view has always been ethics is either black or white. My question is, how do leaders navigate the gray areas where the right answer isn't always clear?
Good question, Ashutosh. What a very difficult one.
Absolutely.
To answer.
That's why I'm asking a PhD.
There are three approaches to resolve ethical dilemmas.
Mm.
These are virtue-based, deontological, and consequentialist approach.
Right.
In virtue-based approach, the leader must decide what values are to be upheld, and based on that, the decision is made. The deontological approach deals with certain ethical principles that have been laid down or espoused by the society, and these are the principles that are taught to us as the right ways of acting and behaving and must be followed.
Mm-hmm.
In the consequentialism approach, the option that causes the maximum benefit for the majority is chosen, But each one of these approaches have certain limitations.
Mm.
Okay, that brings us to the gray zone that you were talking about.
Right.
So how do we deal with such limitations? For this, the leader needs to ask certain questions to resolve ethical dilemmas, like what is it that is important in this situation or context? What is the purpose? What are the key ethical principles involved in this situation? What are the principles that I need to uphold in this situation? What are the principles that are relevant for me and for the other stakeholders who are involved in this situation? In any situation, there are three important ethical principles: justice, compassion, and truthfulness. And these may conflict with each other and contribute to the ethical dilemma.
Right.
The principle of being honest, truthful can make us go against the principle of justice, or maybe principle of compassion. Our morals and values may also go against the principles, adding to the confusion. We need to think about our values, think about our relationships, think about the emotions that we go through, and think about the emotions that others may be going through. We need to explore different possibilities and options that are more practical and inclusive in nature before we make a decision. Yet another question: what are the outcomes and their long-term consequences? Choose the outcomes that are good for leaders, for others. Choose the outcomes that are good for others, that uphold justice and compassion for the larger group in the long term, even if we let go of certain principles, including that of honesty and truthfulness, because these principles come in the way of achieving those outcomes. However, it must be done only as a last resort. Being fully aware as to why we are making this choice, because we as leaders may have to pay a price for violating these principles.
Well said, well said. My next question is, how important is transparency in ethical leadership?
Well, transparency is one of the critical ethical leadership attributes that helps leader to build trust and ethical culture. Trust and transparency, I would say, go together. To establish this trust, ethical leaders must not only conduct themselves with integrity, but also be honest, fair, and straightforward about their decisions and why they make them. Ethical leaders who conduct transparently earn more respect from their followers because they know they can trust them. Ethical leaders should be open and transparent about their values, behaviors, and actions. Lack of transparency may be misinterpreted as hiding things, but a leader needs to be transparent to the extent as required by the situation. Very important point. This transparency is important. Thus, transparency is important in ethical leadership.
Very well said. Great response. My next question is, how does an organization's culture, and you know, we have different types of organizations, we have multinationals, we have Indian businesses, and so on. How does an organizational culture impact ethical behavior among its leaders?
Let me come to that question. Culture, as you know, in an organization is based on philosophy, values, and beliefs.
Right.
The founders, who carefully select the top management team having similar values and beliefs. The founders and the top management team members, through a process of socialization, form the culture of an organization. Thus, culture is a set of shared values, beliefs, norms, and assumptions that an organization has found to be useful as they solve their problems of internal integration and external adaptation. Internal integration is about working together, and external adaptation is adapting to external environment, to the competition. Thus, set of values, beliefs, norms, and assumptions that have been found to be useful, and therefore these need to be passed repeatedly to the generation that coming to the organization has the right way to act and behave. Similarly, ethical culture has a deep impact on the ethical intentions, ethical decision-making, ethical behavior, and actions of leaders and employers. Ethical culture also influences well-being of leaders and employees.
Interesting. Thank you. My next question is that, you know, in an organization, there are multiple stakeholders and all of them have different expectations. How does a leader balance the interests of different stakeholders, especially when their needs or desires conflict?
Very interesting question you ask, Ashutosh. A business firm has many diverse stakeholders, as you talked, including its employees, customers, suppliers, financiers or investors, communities, government, and trade unions who interact with each other to create value for the firm. These stakeholders often have different and at times conflicting interests and expectations from the firm. The conflicting interests of the stakeholders need to be resolved amicably in a fair, transparent, and collaborative manner, and managing trusting relations with them in order to survive and thrive. Very important. To resolve the conflicting interests of stakeholders, the management of the firm needs to involve them to arrive at mutually acceptable decisions in line with the mission and strategic priorities of the firm, keeping in mind the importance of their interests as well in order to achieve the strategic priorities of the firm. So what is important is, at the end of the day, we have to achieve our strategic priorities and we have to take people along.
Well said. And can ethical leadership be taught or instilled in emerging leaders?
Learning can be either direct from one's own experiences or vicarious from others' experiences. Observational learning is by role modeling, which involves processes like attention, retention, reproduction, and reinforcement or motivation. For example, in an organization, the behavior of a leader who acts as a role model can be learned and emulated by employees by observing, retaining the same, and then reproducing it subsequently. So this is one way of learning. Vicarious learning is by observing others' behavior and its consequences. For example, learning from others' behavior that gets rewarded, punished, or ignored is also one of the ways of learning. Emerging leaders can experientially learn and the concepts of ethical leadership by observing their ethical behavior. Emerging leaders can also learn the way ethical tone is set and ethical climate and culture is created by ethical leaders in an organization. The emerging leaders can be taught the concepts of ethical leadership through ethics training and exposure to code of ethics. However, using these methods, one can develop better understanding of the concepts of ethical leadership, but cannot learn what ethical leadership is in its entirety. So the only way the young and emerging leaders of today can learn and grow as ethical leaders is by developing their character, which is the sum of the values enshrined within. Emerging leaders need to imbibe the ethical leadership values, and when they conduct based on these values, ethical behavior is a natural outcome. So I would say character is the most important aspect for building ethical leadership.
Well said. So I have time for two more questions. I'm going to take my next question, which is, I want you, given the amount of knowledge you have on ethical leadership, how do you see the landscape of ethical leadership evolving in the next decade?
Good question. The landscape of ethical leaders is expected to evolve for good. In a recent survey by Gallup, it was found that employees across various age groups want to work for organizations which have leadership that is open, transparent, and ethical, and cares about their well-being. Ethical leaders will work to develop empathetic, responsive, trusting, and people and environment friendly leadership for socially responsible, resilient, and sustainable organizations. Mm-hmm. So, to my mind, the future is good for ethical leadership, and we do need it at this juncture.
Wonderful. So I can ask you two more questions now. With the rise of artificial intelligence and technology, how can leaders ensure ethical considerations remain at the forefront?
Good question again. The emerging digital technologies, including artificial intelligence or AI, are driving the digital transformation of businesses. Businesses are fast developing digital capabilities to process and analyze enormous amount of digital data being generated in the digital economy. This may also create many ethical and social issues related to privacy, autonomy, dignity, safety, and security. Mm-hmm. Leaders need to develop an understanding of these ethical and social issues and uphold related human values whilst making decisions. Mm-hmm. For example, data privacy is one of the key issues that will have to be kept uppermost in the minds of the leaders in order to navigate the challenges and opportunities of the digital economy. Leaders will have to be fair, transparent, responsible, accountable, and empathetic whilst acting ethically in the best interest of their stakeholders.
Well said. And my last question to you, Ashok, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your deep understanding of ethical leadership, what would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away?
Three questions and three takeaways. Mm-hmm. Values around the world are declining, mm-hmm. as is evident from the number of scandals and frauds reported in the media. Mm-hmm. This erosion of values needs to be stemmed. And for this, we need ethical leadership in our organizations. Mm-hmm. Second, decisions in organizations need to be taken keeping in mind the best interests of all the stakeholders, mm. and knowing fully well their long-term consequences, yeah. whilst upholding values of justice and compassion.
Well said.
And lastly, leaders need to create organizational climate and culture, mm. in which ethical values of fairness, transparency, and accountability prevail, leading to ethical behavior amongst employees. Future generations look up to leaders who are ethical, responsive, resilient, and work in the best interest of people, planet, and prosperity for all. That's the three P's. So the future leaders have their job cut out. They need to work. They need to create sustainable organization, as is very clear from the post-COVID-19, that there are no two ways, and the organizations and businesses have to work to create sustainable.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And on that note, and your three wonderful lessons, values are declining, and therefore the importance of ethical leadership cannot be underscored. Very, very important. Second, you said that all stakeholders are critical, and whatever decisions are taken should be taken with the interest of each and every stakeholder in the organization. And the third one you said was that leaders must create a climate of transparency within the organization. Thank you, Ashok, for speaking to me about your own amazing journey. Thank you for speaking to me at such length about ethical leadership. I learned many new things about ethics and ethical leadership from you today. Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you, Ashutosh, for giving me this opportunity. I look forward to working with you, since we share many, many things, common things. So thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the Brand Called You.